Tuesday, the war on earth. We read in Revelation 12, verses 13 and 14. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And in verse 6, 5 and 6 we read, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up into God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now, what's going on here? The people of God, Israel, in this area of this Israel, Christ was born as a child. And he was delivered to God. He died on the cross, resurrection, going to heaven. And because of his sacrifice on the cross, what can we see here? That's the future. We will go there too, if we are connected to him. So he's the mediator between heaven and earth. And if you come to him, to his cross, and you see his love, and you start a deep relationship with him, he can bring you over there. But what happened here on earth after Christ had gone to heaven? The papacy in Rome persecuted all the true followers of Christ. This is a map, a historical map, 500 years ago, the time when European powers spread all over this planet to find new countries, land, colonies. Columbus, 1492, was the first. These are the orange lines here. These were his routes when he came here to the West Indies. And then later on, Cortes and Pizarro, they conquered this area here of Mexico from the Aztecs and the Incas. And gold and other treasures were brought to Spain. The other superpower at that time was Portugal. They are the green ones. And they tried to get around Africa to reach India, to get all the fine things of the Orient for Europe, spices, silk, and so on. Now the Portuguese controlled the way around Africa, and the Spain controlled the way to America. Because of Columbus' discovery, America is a long, long, long continent. People from France, England, Netherlands came over to North America. We see in violet France, in light red English, and in brown the Netherlands. They founded New Amsterdam. Then the English came, and then it was called New York. The French along the big river, St. Lawrence River, and the eastern coast of North America, Appalachians around here, that was the first settlement area. These North America, this North America became a refugee camp for those who were persecuted by the papacy in Europe.